Hey, good morning. Can't hear you. You're muted. You're muted, Kevin.
All right, everybody, I'm back. My tech wizardry there. We all good? Okay. Well, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
And I know I'm an awful good looking guy, so you can see me all right, I'm sure. Well, hey, welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge call. Sorry, we're a little late. And I need extra time. I don't know. Thanks for joining us. I'm Kevin Flanagan with The Edge. And I'm excited about what I'm talking about today. And again, I don't have enough time. So here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. Come to Baccalaureate next Sunday at Opelika High School, or come to Church of Living Water when I preach in August, because I'm going to expound on this. But if you saw today's proverb, you realize that the 11th day of the 17th month, that's an odd thing. I'll have to explain sometime. Anyway, it says this: those who are kind benefit themselves, but the cruel bring ruin on themselves. As I was working on that, I realized that is a subject that was really difficult to deal with in just a devotion on work in the text. I am convinced more than ever that if there's anything the world is desperate for these days, it is kindness. It is kind people. I used to be kind of repulsed by that word. It sounded a little soft. It sounded a little, I don't mean it's bad, but maybe feminine or something like that. And so, kind, that's all be kind. It's the kind of thing your mom would say to you or whatever. But boy, these days, maybe my age will let me be a little more comfortable with some of those things. But there's a desperate need for people to be kind to one another. Now, here's part of what's happening. We're a divided country. We hear that all the time. We're so divided. More divided than ever before. Well, some of that's going to happen. Some of that's natural, because there's a kingdom of God and then there's a lost world. And the two are going to find very few places to come together and meet comfortably on. But here's what frustrates me at times. I expect that those who don't understand God's kingdom to rail against it at times. That's just the nature. Scripture told us that was going to happen. But that kind of catches me is that the kingdom of God is not supposed to be railing against or unkind to the lost world. Jesus wasn't. He's the role model for this. And there are so many great examples. That's where I'm going to miss out today, is being able to share those. Back in 1989, there was a movie that came out, and I used it with history for a long time because, by the way, you're gonna cringe when I say it. It was called Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. But in there, these two young, kind of offbeat guys a little bit, they had a line that they would say to each other all the time and to other people, and they would say this: be excellent to one another. And I love that. They probably threw a dude on the end. Yeah, well, that was okay. But and then a few years later, in 2008, Jack Black had a movie come out. And the title of that movie was Be Kind, caught my attention, Rewind. There are some of you on this call who probably have no idea what that was a reference to. But that movie, it was talking about, they both worked at video rental stores, where Blockbusters and places like that. And the point was, be kind, just a little kindness. Rewind your videotape so the next person that gets it doesn't have to rewind it before they can watch it, or so that the people working at the store don't have to rewind all the tapes so that folks can. It was just a little act of kindness that they were talking about. I like both those movies. I like the concepts in there, and I would talk about those. I'm going to get back to that right here in just a moment as we wrap this up in, 1 minute, 2 minutes. Give me 2 minutes. I remember one day something very unkind was done to me a couple of years ago, and by a little group of people. And one of my closest friends, and as I looked to, stood beside me and just kind of quietly said, "Kevin, I think they've mistaken kindness for weakness." Because here's the thing that I realize about kindness. Kindness requires incredible strength. M. Griffin says we're to be the world's shock absorbers. We're to take what comes at us and then offer it to the Lord as shock absorbers, not to not to shoot it and that kind of thing. Well, kindness sometimes can be the most difficult thing we have to do. And kindness doesn't mean not telling the truth. Sometimes telling the truth is the kindest thing. You know that in work. Sometimes in business, you have to speak a truth to somebody that's painful. The secret to kind truth comes to us in Galatians, where Paul says this, speak the truth in love. If you don't love somebody, then you have no business speaking the truth to them. If you love them, then you can share truth. Now, should you always? Not necessarily. Again, I'm out of time here. So you're gonna have to catch me at one of those other two places. I would say to you today is this: my daughter constantly reminds my grandkids why she's proud of them. And let me tell you this: they're brilliant, they're talented. This is Granddaddy speaking here. They're beautiful, but she says to them all the time that she's proud of them because of how kind their hearts are. And I love that. She's raising her children to be kind above anything else. They need true kindness more than anything else that's out there other than Jesus. Sharing Jesus is the ultimate kindness, sharing the truth and love. It may be as simple an act today for you as rewinding the tape for the next person. Whatever it is that God whispers in your ear to do in kindness to somebody, know this: the world is parched kindness. And so go out there, let's be kind, let's be excellent to one another, and go be the edge.